And we're back from our break.
Hello.
It's been a long time, and it's been pretty boring playing Pokemon Go, so why don't we talk about what we've been doing? First, what we're drinking.
I have my pink Mesquato.
Pink Mesquato. And I have a nice Mojito Truly poolside style. Yeah. Crack that open.
How about that? How about that?
So, yes, everything has been going pretty good. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, like I mentioned, we haven't really been playing the game that much. I mean, I try and log on daily, but it's not like I'm going out and doing anything. It's fucking 105 degrees out here.
Not me. Too busy for that now.
I don't blame you.
Back to school.
Oh, back to school.
Yes. And
that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so for the most part, got into a couple new games. I don't want to say games, really. I mean, they're apps. But, yeah, games. What is this called? Random Dice. Me and Katie have been hooked on this game, Random Dice, for a while. It's
yes.
Just,
speaking of which, I need to get my login bonuses.
Yeah, got to get that login.
Yes.
But, yeah, yes. It's a fun little game. It's just kind of like a strategic puzzle game in a way. But I still haven't really figured it out. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Still getting the hang of it, but it's still pretty fun, so.
Very true, very true. It is fun. It is fun. When you get on a roll, you get on a roll. Rolling dice. But other than that, did you catch any shinies since the last time we were on? I think the last time was Starly Community Day.
Let's see. The Braviary. The Hisuian.
Oh, the Hisuian on the very first raid.
Yes, my
correct.
Very first raid.
The Hisuian Braviary was on a raid day. I think that was at the end of July, wasn't it? The Hisuian event?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's been a while, clearly.
Let me see.
Clearly. We are off.
Yep, July 31st.
Off. July 31. Heard it her. Heard it everywhere else first, but we're still here. I promise. Slacking, like I said I wouldn't do, but I did. But I did.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
No, you're fine. I was going off on my own little tangent. So
my bad.
That's me. That's me. But yeah, you didn't get any shinies?
I said my Braviary.
Okay, so just the Braviary,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. So let's see. I had gotten 8 shinies since
okay.
We last talked.
Same, different.
Two news, I guess. Braviaries. Got some Braviaries. That was good. That was good. And then I got Young Goose.
A
Dialga. That's one I already had, but I, you know, always can handle a nice shiny Dialga.
Yeah.
Purple Wurmps. And Onix and Hoppip. A couple of green boys and girl. I don't know.
Nice. Very
yeah.
Nice. When did you get the Hoppip?
The other day when it rained and they sent us home from work.
Ah.
Yeah, so I was able to get that walking around. It was pretty nice out. It was like a good 88, 89 degrees, so.
Yeah, it was really cool that day.
Really nice. Still cloudy a little bit. Then the sun came out, and I was like, nah, fuck this.
And the humidity came in.
Yeah,
we were like,
it's the humidity.
Double fuck this.
Because, yes, if you think about it, Florida, very humid all the time. well, not all the time, mostly during the summertime. Arizona, when we do get our rain, it's very similar, but almost like 1.5% more.
Yeah.
Like it's just a little bit more, but the humidity leaves within like a day.
True,
So
that's the good news.
it's not bad. Literally, the sun is just so hot, it burns it all up.
So just poof.
Poof, gone.
Poof, gone's.
But yeah, it's been a good time. It's been a good time. We've just been relaxing, playing video games, trying to have some fun on the Switch. Pokemon Unite sucks dick. I don't like the emblems. Maybe I'm just terrible, but whatever. Either way, I don't want to play, so I won't.
Yeah, I haven't. We haven't dabbled in a long, long time. So.
It's just a very confusing system. I mean, don't get me wrong, the items, we were just understanding, we were able to understand the items, and it was understandable because we were, it was on us at that point. Our items did a lot of the work. It was on us and our team to make the win happen. But with these new emblems, it completely changes the game, and I just don't, it's not confusing, it's just too much. There's just too much shit going on.
It's too much. It was already pretty wild with the stuff that they had before all of the new stuff, and now it just makes it even worse.
That's what I was saying. It's crazy. But anyways, we'll move on to the news. So we are already in August. What is this, the 6th?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So yeah, the August update, I'll just briefly go through this since we're already in August. A lot of people already know what the fuck's going on. So our upcoming events, if you haven't already noticed, this weekend is actually the Go Fest in Sapporo, Japan. So that's why if you open up Pokemon Go, you have the little collection challenge in the Today view. Boom. Check it out. If you didn't know already, because you're bored like me, now you know. It's in
Now
there.
you
You at
do.
least have something to do. You can possibly get a shiny Pansage. I think it's Pansage, the green one. Pansage?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Thank you. But anyways, yeah, we also have upcoming events. So we have the Bug Out event. That's actually happening next week, starting Wednesday, August 10th at, I believe, 10 a.m. And that's going to be going till August 16th, probably until about 8 p.m. But we'll mention more of that later because they have the details for that already. And it's pretty good. Dropped a new shiny. We
Hey.
also have, what's that?
The
World what?
2022 Pokemon World
And
Championships.
your boy wasn't invited because I've been frying and go Battle League with the Element Cup? No, I'm just kidding. I'm pretty good at the Element Cup. I've been doing good, but GBL sucks. I'm terrible.
So they are going to have, this is going to be the very first time. It's going to be an in-game celebration. Thursday, August 18th to Tuesday, August 23rd. That's all the info that they have on that right now.
Yeah, keep an eye out for more details. I'm actually very interested to see what they're going to do. I think next weekend during Community Day, which we will also briefly mention on here because that is coming up and mostly everybody knows, but we'll go ahead and talk about it anyways because it's a good Community Day. Let's see. The World Championships, you said August 18th through the 23rd. What do you think that could be?
I have no idea.
I have a brief idea.
That's more than me.
I'm thinking they're gonna bring back Galarian, because that's when the Zacian and Zamazenta are gonna be around. I'm pretty sure. I'll double check with that. But that is when the Galarian stuff is gonna go down. I'm thinking they're gonna add like to the shop. The in-game shop, they're gonna add like Leon outfits so people can buy it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, stuff like that. And I think they're gonna drop a bunch of like, not drop a bunch of them, but like drop like one or two new Galarian Pokemon, and then possibly bring out like a like a bullshit thing about Galarian Pokemon appearing randomly. I don't know. Something like that.
I don't even know.
But yeah,
I don't have any guesses whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a Galarian event. That'd be dope. Get some more Galarian spawns. But they're going to lock you up for cheating now, Katie, since you've been cheating so much in Pokemon Go.
Yeah, you caught me.
New anti-cheat measures that are going to be happening. And from the looks of it on Twitter, I've seen a lot of people already getting pretty pissed off because, I mean, they're hard, you know, hardcore players, and they don't cheat. And they've been getting banned. Like, if
that
I were,
sucks.
Yeah, like, if I were to get that message, nah, like, I quit. Like, I'm not playing anymore.
Bye.
Like, I, like, you got all my money, you scammed me, thanks, I'm out. Like, I'm not doing it. So, like, Niantic's losing a lot of people just because of that. I also saw a video a couple days ago from Brandon Tan talking about content creators quitting because they're just tired of it. There's no content to create.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do.
Not all that interesting stuff happening. So
yeah, the game has been very lackluster.
Indubitably.
But in our 5-star raids, until August 10th, we currently have Palkia. But after that, we have the super duper bug Pokemon.
Oh, we're so excited for Genesect to come back.
And you know,
it's going to be a new drive.
And it can't be shiny. Can I get a round of applause? There we go. Yeah. So, yeah.
Because that's just what we need right now. Another drive in the back of a bug.
Well, fortunately, after this, I think they're going to start having to make it shiny because that'll be the last drive. And it's going to be an ice drive, I think. Cold drive?
Ew. I don't know.
Whatever it is. Ah, I was right. It's going to be a Galarian event. So from August 18th, until Wednesday, August 31st, we're going to have Zacian and Zamazenta. So there's definitely going to be a Galarian event. I don't know about the Leon outfits, because I don't know if that was in the code, but there's definitely going to be a Galarian event.
I need the Zamazenta. I have a Zacian.
We'll have to do a few raids of those. Because when we did those last, I think we were in Sedona last year.
Yeah, when we got engaged.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, we'll have to do those. Mega raids. We have Mega Obama Snow currently in there.
Okay.
Obama Snow, not Obama Snow. Obama, sorry.
Nice.
And our mystery, Katie will let us know later, is from Wednesday, August 10th to Thursday, August 18th. Katie already knows, right? You don't have to tell me yet. We'll wait till it surprised everybody. Because they don't know anything. This just came out. Like now.
It's just a bunch of question marks. I'm confused.
Oh, okay. So you don't know. That's good. All right. So Thursday, August 18th to August 25th. What do we have?
We have Mega Slowbro.
Slowbro.
And then Thursday, August 25th to Wednesday, August 31st, we got Mega Ampharos.
Ampharos. There we go. You're going to find out what those mystery question marks were later. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
If you say so.
Raid hours every Wednesday in August at 6 p.m. We're going to have 2 raid hours, unfortunately, for Genesect, so deal with it. It sucks. I know. And your August research breakthrough.
Galarian Stunfisk with a shiny chance.
You know, I think I'm okay with this. This is a good shiny, too. So I think I'm all right with that.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
Yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
Nice golden boy shiny. Yeah. Our spotlight hours. We already had the first one. It was Hisuian Voltorb. Good time. Good time. I didn't mind it. I liked it. I got a good PvP.
I didn't. I just kind of did what was around.
I think you were playing random dice.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I'm
pretty sure I was
playing
random dice.
Wasn't much going on. So. August 9th, that is this week coming up, we have Nidoran Female.
On August 16th, we have Joltik. On August 23rd, we have the male Nidoran. And then finally, to round off August, we got P-Dove. So, last two are shiny chances. So, both of the Nidos shiny, and then the P-Dove can be shiny as well.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, so Nidoran Spotlight Hour is double XP for catching Pokemon. Joltik is double candy. Nidoran male is 2x candy transfer. That's what I'm going to do for my legendaries. Got to do that. And August 30th, P-Dove is 2x for evolving. 2x XP for evolving.
All right.
So don't forget that. And coming out later this month, if you just ever so wanted to learn another language, or you wanted to, you know, the game to be in your native language, whoa, game changer right here. They're adding language settings to the game. So before this update coming up, it's basically just set on your phone's IP settings. So if your phone is based in Japan, you have Japanese, or you can change the font, obviously, through your settings in your phone. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Now you can do it through the game if you wanted.
Cool. So,
really cool. You know, I'm not going to do it because, you know, I'm not very intelligent. I don't, you know many languages like others.
Yeah. Just English out here. Very little Spanish.
Very little Spanish, yes.
My kids teach me that, so.
All right. But we have the bug out event. That was mentioned, right, Katie?
Yes.
So do you know what Mega we got coming now?
Scizor?
Yeah.
Dope.
Big reveal.
Cool.
Nah, everybody knew about that, but that's okay.
I didn't.
Katie didn't, so there we go.
Surprise to me.
Exactly.
Surprise to me.
So that is going to be starting this coming week, Wednesday, August 10th. At 10 a.m., I was correct, and it ends Tuesday, August 16th, the following week, at 8 p.m.
Oh, the 10th is when Lock and Key comes out.
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we finally got another show to watch for like 3 days.
Yeah, right? Literally.
I hate that, but that's okay. We go back.
It's just so good.
We're watching old shows, and I don't know, Katie got me pretty interested into Once Upon a Time. Pretty good show. Yeah, pretty good show. Don't get me wrong. It falls off and I'll get distracted doing something else. But
and then he gets all confused because he doesn't know what's going on. And then I have
Katie,
to re-explain something. And
Katie
it's like, man,
that.
If you were just paying attention.
Nah, she don't mind telling me. She likes telling me.
I do. I'm not going to lie.
She
I
really
do.
Does.
I do.
But
I do.
This event is going to feature a couple new Pokemon, one evolutionary line to be exact.
Ooh!
But the bonuses are double XP for successfully catching Pokemon with nice throws, great throws, and excellent throws. So if you just get a throw and it doesn't hit nice, great, or excellent, it's not going to be double, unfortunately. But that's okay. This is going to be great because I need to level up anyways. So
okay.
This is going to be great. I can run some lucky eggs. But what are our Pokemon debuts? I love this Pokemon.
We have Grubbin.
A lot of people do.
And so this is the evolutionary line? Or
yeah.
These? Okay. So we have Grubbin, which will evolve into the Charjabug, which will evolve into the Vikavolt. That's neat.
I love
that's
Vikavolt.
Neat. Nice.
Vikavolt is like probably one of the most popular bug Pokemon.
Way cool.
Yeah, super cool.
And it has just a regular, like, normal three-tier, like, candy to evolve. So it's, like, 25 for the Charjabug and then 100 for the Vikavolt.
Yes.
So, E-Z.
Yerp. But we talked about Mega Scizor. That's going to be a what? A bug steel type? That's super dope. Super dope.
Way cool.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be better than Mega Steelix. But Mega Steelix, remember, Mega Steelix is good for that those ground type moves. So definitely use it for ground typing. But when it comes to steel types, you definitely want to have Mega Scizor on your side if you definitely need a steel advantage, at least over Steelix.
Finally, a new Mega. Shoot, how long has it been?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Long, long time.
But yes, make sure you take plenty of snapshots every day. We are going to have surprise encounters.
Okay.
Yeah, so smile. You know what? Every time I say this, I say I want to try and do some more AR photos, but I never do. I always get distracted. Well, not distracted. I just want to keep catching Pokemon.
Well, you got to turn the, you got to change the setting on that too, don't you?
Yeah, you got to change it to Niantic AR. And don't get me wrong, it's good. I like the Niantic AR, but it's just a, it drains your battery and it's a pain in the ass.
And Pokemon Go already drains your battery enough as it is.
Facts. Facts.
So,
but we have these cool, dope bonuses for groups as well during the bug out event. Did you see this?
I was just reading it. If three or more trainers join an in-person raid battle, even more of a certain bug type will appear for 15 minutes within a 300-meter radius around the gym that hosted the raid. Okay, cool.
And this is going to be happening every day during the event. And each day has a specific Pokemon. So, for example, August 12th, say me and Katie want to go to the park and we're going to do a couple raids in person. We're going to walk around. We're going to try and catch these Pokemon. There's one specific Pokemon that's going to be spawning more. So August 12th, if we picked August 12th to go, it would be Spinarak. And there'd be more Spinaraks appearing around the gyms. Very similar to what they've been doing with the
community days.
Yep. Very similar. If not,
I like
the exact
it. I honestly,
same,
I do.
Know.
I will say I like this, that this new kind of gameplay that they are incorporating. I think it's different, so I think that might be why I like it. And plus, it kind of compensates for like those people that were like super bummed, kind of like we were at first with community days being shorter. So it makes up for that shorter time because technically you can still have it afterwards. So compensates.
Right. Right.
It's pretty neat.
But I was going to say, you know, it's just like the community day, but a little shorter, but also it gives you the chance to really aim at that Pokemon you want to go for. On top of that, this isn't just going to be happening for like a couple hours. This is going to be happening all day. So you'll have that chance to get that Pokemon all day. You just got to keep raiding in person.
But with three or more people.
Right. So which, you know, we'll just bring the iPad. We'll bring the cat's account. Our cat has an account.
Really?
I could change the name.
I was going to say, that's
she picks
to me.
Weird names. She likes to be very, you know, fantasy-like. What can I say?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Sure.
But if you noticed, we have a new shiny.
Oh, okay.
But what are our spawns for the event?
Or we're not going to go over the days.
Oh,
for the...
yeah. You know what? Okay. Yeah, you're right. That's my bad. Thank you. Thank you, my beautiful co-host.
You're welcome.
Okay, so August 10th, get yourself a Purple Wurmple somehow.
Purple Wurmple. August 11th, got shiny peas, Caterpies. Get that golden Caterpillars.
And on August 12th. We're going to be doing something to get us some shiny Spinaraks.
August 13th, Venipede. All right.
Shiny release.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Katie going to get herself shiny Venipede.
Maybe.
Yeah, we're going to do it. August 14th, Kriekatot, the musical little cricket guy.
It makes, oh, when you play Legends of Arceus, it's like,
Yeah, yes, I love it.
15th, we got Weedle.
And the 16th is Letiba.
All
And all of
right.
these can be shiny. So that's pretty dope.
All of
It's almost like a little mini community day. Now, it doesn't mention anything
ish.
about like shiny boosted, so just
That's
remember
why I
that.
threw in the ish.
Yeah.
So the spawns, we got Caterpie, Weedle, Ladybug, Spinarak, Yanma, and Wurmple. All shiny chances for those.
Love it, love it. Then we have Surskit, not shiny. Kriekatot, Venipede, Carablast. Shelmet can be shiny. And Joltik, which is not shiny.
And then with our newer ones, with the newest one, we got Grubbin, and then our other newer one, which is Dupiter.
Dupiter, not Dupiter. Dupiter, thank you, because I would have said Dupiter. But that's okay. That's okay.
Now that we
But
know, we watching Master Journeys,
yeah.
correcting our
Have we finished that
pronunciation.
yet?
No,
I
I
don't
don't
think we
think
finished
so.
that. Yeah.
I was talking about that with one of my kids. They asked me what my favorite Pokemon was the other day. And so I said, oh man, I was like, well, I li really like Cinderace. And I was like, you know what? Let me think about it. And then when I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah. I was like, Galarian Ponyta. And then he was like, I've seen that before. Is it in a show that I watch? I was like, Master Journeys. He was like, yeah, that's it. I was like, boom,
Nice.
got it.
But if you're extremely lucky, if you're so lucky, you might just pee your pants because you found one. You can get Pineco. You can get Skorupi. And babe, what is the coolest one of them all that if you're so lucky, you get?
Dwebble.
Oh my God, Amar. I think I might pee my pants now. I might need to go to the bathroom. No, I'm just
Shiny
kidding.
chances for all of them.
I still want that Ruby Skorupi. I think you traded me one, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, I did because I caught
Yeah,
two.
you know what? Let me check that real quick. I
I
could check
caught
that.
two.
But while I check that, why don't you tell them what's in the tier one
So
raids?
for Z raids, we got Paris, Pineco, shiny chances, and then we got Joltik, not shiny. And for 3-star, we got Venomoth, Fortress, not shiny, Pinsir, and Shuckle, shiny chances for those. Definitely want to go for that Pinsir,
I still don't have
because,
shiny Pinsir. We need that shiny
right,
Pinsir.
yeah, for sure, for sure.
5 stars. I'm gonna be honest. I really don't want to do Genesect. I have two hundos and the shiny.
I like how the drive is called Chill.
Chill. Yeah. All right. Maybe I'll do one or two. But it cannot be shiny. So 5-star raids,
Lerb.
Genesect, not shiny. During the bug out event, which a lot of people are going to be doing because technically this is a 4-star raid. Megas are 4 stars, so it's going to be easy to take them down. Me and you could easily do this, babe. We just got to mega evolve some Charizards. Put your Charizard or put a Charizard as your buddy.
I got lots of Mega Candy for Charizard, but
Oh, look and see which one you've already mega evolved.
because it won't cost
It
any
won't
energy
cost any.
anymore.
Yeah. Well, maybe a little bit, but that's if you evolve it when. But you'll be
Anyway,
good.
anywho.
Yeah. So you could definitely duo Mega Scizor with its metal and bug typing. It's I think 4 times weak to fire. Might be wrong, but either way, it's weak to fire. So if you mega evolve your fire types, you could definitely do this with two people, and with Reese, we could do it with three.
Hey.
Yeah. And Reese is cheating. She has two accounts, so yeah, she uses Katie's iPad from time to time as well. So
Shiny Charizard, I've Mega Evolved, and another one I've Mega Evolved before.
okay, see, there you go. So you can Mega Evolve one, and if you don't have enough, you can Mega Evolve the other one.
There we go. There we go.
Field research, there's a bunch of it, but it doesn't mention what exactly. Oh, the collection challenge is looking dope.
Yes, so if you get a Wurmple, Grubbin, Dupeter, Joltik, Pineco, Carablast, Caterpie, Weedle, Shelmet, Groupie,
I
and
don't
Placeholder.
know what that could mean. I don't know why they said placeholder. Like, what could that possibly be?
They got one more that they need to figure out. They figured out all the rest of them. Why can't they figure out the last one? But
Yeah, I
whatever.
don't know. Maybe it's one of the random ones up there, and Leak Duck just didn't. Yeah, by the way, we're getting our information from Leak Duck, so it could be, something completely different, but.
Could be out there somewhere. We just don't know. But
That
if
was
you
good.
complete, thank you.
That was good.
If you complete the collection challenge, your reward is 15,000 XP
We're lucky egg on
and
that. That's 30,000.
boom. And a new pose. So it's a bug catcher pose. So you're like
It's pretty dope.
standing like ready stance with a butterfly net. You're like, let me catch these.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I don't know if it adds the butterfly net with it. It's got to add the butterfly net.
It has to. Well, and plus the one pose for the oh my gosh, for the Shaman event, you got the
Oh,
bouquet.
the bouquet. Yeah, that's right.
So
That's
they if
right.
they have to actually have the net, there's no way
Yeah, you're
they would
right.
show the
You're
net
right.
if they weren't actually gonna put the net.
New shiny. Okay.
Ooh, so the Venipede's looking pretty dope.
I
Well,
like the
the
Scolipede.
Scolipede,
Yeah.
that's what I meant.
Let
The
me
Whirlipede is not too bad too, I'm not gonna lie.
go to the Pokédex real
But
quick.
I
We're going to
really
see
like that
that.
blue on the Scolipede.
Yeah, I like Venipede's like it's kind of like a rotten apple.
Yeah,
It's like a rotten apple color.
I would say. But the
But
Whirlipede,
pretty good.
definitely different. It's purple instead of light blue, and then it's got like turquoise markings. But the Scolipede is way cool because it's like a brighter red and like a darker black. I didn't know how black could get any darker.
Honestly,
And
it's
then the
almost like the Venipede and the Scolipede switched their colors.
in a sense ish.
Because, like, the Scolipede's way brighter. And, like, on here, it looks like it's almost like that apple color. No, it's
No, but the
definitely brighter, though.
markings, like the little circles on it,
And it's nubs.
yeah,
And it's nubs.
yeah, and its nubs are a bright baby blue, so definitely cool.
I like it.
I
I
like it
like
too.
it. Yeah, I like it.
Cool,
I'm
cool, cool, cool,
really,
cool, cool, cool.
really hoping I get this. I'm gonna evolve it to a Scolipede right away. I don't even care.
Insta evolve.
Insta-evolve.
Instavolve.
All
There we go. I
right, I'm
got
gonna.
it. Instavolve.
Ah, no shiny Bellsprout. That's okay. That's okay. Let's see. Ready, Lillipup. No shiny. Oh.
You faked
I was
yourself
yeah,
out
I was looking
there.
at its eyes and I was like, "Oh, it's shiny, but it's not.
Just
This is not shiny
kidding.
Rosa." No. All right, no shinies. That's okay. Should probably drop my Pokemon in that gym. Yeah, that's pretty much all the news. I wanted to switch back to the Pokemon Go Live website because I wanted to talk about Go Battle League for just a hot second.
Hot
Hot
seconds.
second. I have been doing so good in Go Battle League.
Bomb.com.
I did two sets 2 nights ago on Thursday, and then last night I did all five sets of my Go Battle League. That's the first time I've ever done
Oh
all five
my
sets.
gosh. Oh,
First time.
oh my gosh.
So I was very happy about that, and it's all due to the Element Cup because I have been frying, except for last night. There was a couple night, what I had. My first time I went 3-2, then I went 4-1, 3-2, 3-2, and then 3-2 on the last one. But
Winning overall.
yeah, overall I was winning. But the night, literally on Thursday night. 10 in a row, swept two straight sets.
And
killed
I remember
it.
you saying that. You're like, another one.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to end it right here tonight on that Thursday night because I had to work the next day. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to end it right here because if I continue, I'm going to lose the next one and I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go to bed all butthurt. Oh, we never mentioned Community Day. Fuck-a-doodle-dooskies. Okay, so August Community Day is on the 13th, 11 to 2 p.m.
Next weekend.
Yes, which sucks because...
You work.
No, well, I'm not worried about that. I wanted to get the car.
Oh, sugar plums.
So I don't know if I want to do that. Next weekend... Or if we want to wait one more weekend and just knock that out.
Anyways.
Or we can go to the dealership on Friday.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways.
We got Galarian Zigzagoon.
Ooh. What? Yeah, I'm digging it.
Yeah. Way cool. Super dope shiny, too. It's way cool.
Now... For this Community Day, Obstagoon, Galarian Zigzagoon's evolution, third tier, it's going to get a controversial move when it comes to Go Battle League. Obstruct. Thank you. In trainer battles, it'll cause 15 damage or 15 power, whatever. And it's guaranteed to increase the user's defense and lower the opponent's defense.
That's cool.
That is, like, game-breaking right there. It boosts your defense and lowers theirs. That's incredible. Very good. Very good. So, people are going to love that. I might do the $1 Community Day as much as I...
I was just thinking that. I was like, yeah, you know, I might do that.
The items literally make it worth it. Like, even if I don't get any shinies or any good ones, like, I get, what, a lore module, an incense, lucky egg, star piece. Like, all of that right there is worth well more than a dollar. So,
I think it's worth it. We can do it.
It really just depends on the Pokemon, because... I wasn't going to do that shit for Starly because it's not a good shiny.
However, the bonuses are going to be pretty toy, too.
Pretty toy.
So we got 3x catch Stardust, 2x candy for catching Pokemon. You get, they're still going to do that one extra special trade.
So we have two right now because the season of Go, but the one extra will have three, so.
Woohoo!
Yup, yup.
2x chance for XL candy for catching Pokemon. And then the typical, like, your incense lasts longer, your lore modules last longer. And then the snapshots and the 50% less Stardust for trades. So I also
mentioned the main
it.
Bonus, right? 3x
yeah,
catch Stardust.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 3x catch Stardust. Everybody, we need to fucking shout this from the rooftops. 3x catch Stardust. Go out there and catch a bunch. I need a bunch because I'm only down to like 200,000.
That's like the lowest.
I know.
The lowest I've ever heard you have. And this is like the first time and for a while I've had more Stardust than
I keep
you
trying to give GBL a chance. I keep trying, but like. Great League, I'm pretty decent. The cups are hard to manage because I don't want to follow the typical meta shit that everybody's following. I want to spice it up, but I always get my ass kicked, so I quit.
With your little bit of flair.
Yeah,
So the 50% less Stardust for trades can be made during the event or 5 hours after.
So like what, until...
7 p.m., 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., whatever your local time is.
Bonuses for groups from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Work together, trainers from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll have additional bonuses.
So they've been doing this year with the Community Days.
Yeah.
It's just like a different bonus.
Yeah, but I prefer this. So if you catch enough Pokemon under a single lore module, the catch Stardust will go from 3x Stardust to 4x Stardust. So that doesn't mean that they stack. It doesn't mean 7x Stardust. It means it goes from 3x Stardust to 4x Stardust. So if you have your...
For 30 minutes.
Yeah, so if you have your star piece on, I think it's like, what? Like,
it's half your star piece.
So I think it's what, like adds two, so it'd be like six?
Oh no. Your star piece
is point is times 0.5. So yeah. What would that be? Two? So it'd be six, right? Times six stardust?
Math.
I don't know. I'm not good with math, so when it comes to numbers, yeah, I'm good with shapes. Don't give me with numbers.
It's the weekend. My brain's off.
So yeah, that is the bonus. I think it's kind of worth it, but it kind of defeats the purpose of walking, you know, because you have to walk by the Pokestop. You know, you're not just going to sit. Like, they want you to sit at a Pokestop, and it just doesn't make any sense.
But you need us to walk to have more spawns and stuff. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Shiny Stuffle! No.
And they're also continuing the new tradition, I will say.
I like
it. I like it too. Like I was saying earlier, with the 3 hours after Community Day ends, where you have that raid for the second tier evolution, and then the horde of first tier evolution appears for 30 minutes. So we'll have the Galarian Linoon. In 4-star raids, you can only do it in person. You can't do it remotely because it literally defeats the purpose of having that group of Zigzagoons appearing. Because, you know, Obby, you can't do that.
Well, the good thing is these guys are going to be, I can't remember if it's 2 times or 4 times a week to fighting because it's strictly just dark type.
Woo.
So, Mega Evolve you, put a Lopunny or a Bunnery as your buddy.
Yeah, that I do not have any Mega Energy
definitely
for.
Make that your buddy. I have a lot of Lopunny because my Lopunny was my buddy for a while. Let's see how much Lopunny candy I got. 2,135 Mega Energy for
Dang.
My Lopunny. Now, I want to remind everybody, I only did one Mega Raid for Lopunny, so I got the initial 200 there. Everything else I got from walking. Actually, by the way, let me see if I can go to my buddy. How do you go to your buddy history? I think you go here.
That's a
buddy
great
history.
Question.
Here it is. Okay, let's check up on... there it is. There's my Lopunny. Let's see. I walked 430 kilometers with my Lopunny. Gave it 44 treats. We played together 30 times. Battled 41 times. Took a snapshot 40 and visited 20 new places together.
What?
And Lopunny gave me a bunch of new souvenirs.
Hey.
I got a bunch of souvenirs from my Lopunny. My Lopunny loves me.
So cute.
Well, some people are really weird and they think Lopunny's sexy.
That is very weird.
It's a little weird.
I mean, it's a Pokemon, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, if you dressed up as Lopunny for Halloween, that's one sexy Lopunny right there. But
if
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, a lot of people think. Yeah, whatever. To each their own, you know. Some people are weird.
Question,
weird.
If I Mega Evolve my Flower Crown Lopunny, will it still have its Flower Crown or will it
no,
go away?
But it'll retain the Flower Crown once it, you know, devolves from its Mega Evolution. So, but it won't have it for the Mega Evolution, that's all.
Ooh, they need to fix that. Aesthetics.
Right. Agreed. So yeah, I definitely want some shinies of this motherfucker right here. So timed research focused on Galarian Zigzagoon will appear from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll need to catch a total of 100 Galarian Zigzagoon to complete this time research in full.
Easy.
Okay, that's doable. As you progress through this and complete research tasks, you'll receive the following.
Obstagoon hat looks pretty gnarly. I'm not gonna lie.
I gotta admit, I like
glasses.
It.
Also dope. Gloves. So it's the Obstagoon arms and a pose because it's standing with his arms
that's
crossed.
Dope.
And so it's like, like, get at me. Yeah. I'm gonna rock so hard. Yeah.
I want all of that.
Yeah.
I want it all. It looks cool. I
way
like it.
Way cool.
Stickers. Oh,
cute.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. They don't have the date on them.
Aw, I figured
Dang,
they'd have the date.
That's lame.
The other ones
they've
have
had
the dates.
Yeah. Even the Starly ones. That's lame as hell.
You know what? After this, we're going to go for a walk. I wanted to use these daily incense, and it's temperature's going down, even though it's still 100 degrees outside. At least the sun ain't out.
Anyways,
yeah, that is our community day next week.
The Starly did have the date. Most of the Starly ones had a date. There's one that didn't. But dang, that's lame.
Okay, did it mention Go Battle League in here? No, it didn't. Go Battle League is around here somewhere. I got it on my phone. Hold on. So Go Battle League, we're currently in the Element Cup and Great League. And that is from August 3rd to August 10th, so I only have like 3-4 more days to knock out some more of this Element Cup and get my level up. By the way, I'm at level 18.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Crushing.
I just need to boost up one more, and I get an Elite Charge TM and Elite Fast TM at the end of the season.
Nice.
Which is coming up on September 1st. But we also have the Ultra League and the Summer Cup coming up on August 10th. What is the Summer Cup? I think they mentioned it in here. Go Battle Weekend. Where is the Summer Cup? Oh, they mentioned the World Championships. But I don't care about that. Yeah, they don't mention the Summer Cup. Okay, here it is. Okay, the Summer Cup is going to contain, what, Pokemon that must be or below 1,500 CP. It's going to feature normal, fire, water, grass, electric, and bug-type Pokemon. That's it. No psychics, no fairies, none of that bullshit. And then we got the Fighting Cup coming up, too. That's
okay.
That is going to be, I think I might participate in that too. Give that a shot. August 17th to August 24th. That's also going to be the Great League too with the Fighting Cup. Then we got August 24th through September 1st. It's going to feature all three leagues. But for the Fighting Cup, if you can't imagine already, it's fighting types. Yeah. So, you know, Pokemon must be at 1,500 or below. And only fighting type Pokemon will be permitted. Psychic type Pokemon will not be permitted. So I'm assuming Medichan will not be able to be used, unfortunately. Which I have a good Medichan. Boo! Thank you. So, anyways, that is, you know, the remainder of JBL. GBL. JBL is a good brand, too. But, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be called a night.
All right.
Well, hey, that's a good comeback for a show, right? Good comeback.
I'd say.
Perfect. Well, after Community Day next weekend, we're going to try and do this again. What do you say?
I say okay.
All right. I need you to motivate me next weekend to do this.
I say okay.
All right. Well, we will catch everybody next weekend, if not the weekend after. But definitely next weekend, because Katie's going to motivate me to do this, I promise.
Yes.
All right, we'll catch you all later. Until then.
Ba-la-la. Ba-la-la.